What's going on, everybody? Damon G here, Damon G Show, brought to you in part by Big Gold Belt Media, Anchor.fm, all the good places you can find me on your social media platforms at Damon G Show. I was going to come in here with a whole lot of energy and basically give you the kung fu version of Damien, where I'm just throwing rights and lefts and kicks and in a verbal sense, you know, in a verbal sense. And something made me want to basically tell y'all just about life. You know, people often ask me about my opinions on life and the way the world works and how I view the world and how I view people and interactions. And I'll tell you this, and I've had this conversation this week a couple of times. I have been in the human services, I guess, racket. I'll say racket like it's the mob. I have been in the human services racket for a long time, over a decade and a half, over 15 years, almost a whole generation of time. Do you know how long that is to be able to serve the public for pretty much my entire adult life, where I got my first human service gig at 23 and I'm 42 now? So that's been a long time, and I know the numbers don't make sense, but I view the first gig I ever had as just something seasonal and not, you know, not my career, because I didn't think I would be doing this damn long, to be quite honest. But here I am after all these years. You know, I've ran the gamut, worked with kids, which is one of my passion projects. I think a lot of you know that. A lot of you know that working with youth and children makes me so fucking happy. But alas, here we are in 2022, and now I no longer work with kids. And I've had quite the awakening the last maybe 3 weeks. I don't know what it was. I think I put a Facebook post where I felt disenfranchised, basically about not my job, because the post started about work and about being quote unquote the boss, as I've been in management positions since 2014. So about the last 8 years, I've been in some sort of management position in human service, because let's face facts, that's the only place you're going to make money in this field. When you have a regular 9-to-5 or 10-to-6, 11-to-7, what have you. But I've noticed a change. I've noticed a change with people, and I've noticed a change, most importantly, with myself. Whereas I used to enjoy human-to-human interactions, peer-to-peer interactions. They used to fill me with the most joy. And now I kind of look at it as an exhausting task of ungrateful humans who are so... And that's one of the beautiful, beautiful things about humans, is that, you know, we have free will and free reign, or so we think, or we're led to believe. We want to take ownership over our decisions, or at the very least, stand on the moral high ground that it's our life, we make our own choices. Cool, whatever, what have you. But I've become disenfranchised with a lot of people who just piss me off. And a lot of people are going to say, and a lot of my energetic friends are going to say, well, you allow yourself to get pissed off. So I'll say I'm disenfranchised. Not mad, not, you know, when I really search my feelings, I'm not really mad, guys. I'm more like the disappointed father. When I interact with people, it's not I want them to do what I want them to do. It's not why aren't you listening to me. It's more of a why the fuck are you choosing the life you're choosing? I don't understand. And as someone who has worked in mental health and has been a therapist and a counselor, I'm one to understand human psychology. But sometimes it just gets to a point where you just don't fucking understand what makes people choose what they choose. And that has actually been the crux of my issue, where I'm led to think that people are smart. I'm led to think that people want to do right. I'm led to think that people want the best for themselves. That has changed over the last 3 weeks to a month. from people choosing to live on the streets, for people choosing to live a life of crime, for people choosing to not improve, for people choosing to just live like a derelict. There are still people. I want to be humane here when I say this. They are still people, and I still empathize with the situation. But I've lost a lot of my sympathy, and that seems to have been rubbing people the wrong way. Because with that thought process of mine, with that mindset, with that feeling, I have lost a little bit of sympathy for my fellow man, women. Notice I'm going to say men and women. I'll leave it at that. You know, I've seen a lot of crazy shit over the last 3 months from a personal and professional standpoint. And when you're from New York originally, you tend to kind of just shrug things off or no sell it or just look at it as if it doesn't matter. Or you just pretend it doesn't exist. And that is the realm I'm in. And I'm sorry for the pause here, but man, it's frustrating. Not in a crazy way. I had this conversation the other day. I said, I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I'm, like I said before, I'm disappointed. But I've seen a lot of crazy shit recently from people who are choosing to live in literal cardboard boxes, not because they can afford or can't afford housing. They are choosing to live in literal cardboard boxes. They are choosing to die in the ice cold weather because we are in winter and people are still choosing to be outside. And then when I had a very interesting conversation, someone said, I would rather choose to live on the streets and freeze than go into the shelter system to be housed because they don't trust the shelter system. Or I've been told, man, I gotta go shoot up right when I wake up or else I might kill somebody. Now, I'm not violating any HIPAA laws here when I share these stories because it's confidential. I don't mention names. I won't mention where I saw them or things like that. But I think the coup de grace was the threat of physical violence that I've been experiencing recently. Now, I grew up in some pretty diverse neighborhoods in New York City. I've had guns pulled on me. I've been pistol whipped before. You know, I've had a gun put to my head. Shit, I tried to kill myself with a gun to my own head, or in my own mouth, I should say. So I'm not afraid of weaponry. I've had people try to attack me with screwdrivers, hammers, lead pipes, knives, and what have you. That one time with a samurai sword back in 2008 was kind of interesting, and that's another show for another day. But when you see people who have guns and, you know, looking like Rambo and they're threatening you and all you have is a fucking baseball bat, like it's the fucking Warriors of 1979, you start to think a little differently. You start to think, does it really matter? You start to think, is it worth the fight? You start to think, are people improving? Are they regressing or progressing? Are we going to shit? Are we going to hell in a handbasket, as the phrasing goes? And I've come to the realization that people are drawing their own personal lines in the sand. They are staunchly standing on hills to die on, which is their right. In America, they believe what they believe, right, wrong, or indifferent. But for me, someone like me here, Damien G, you know, I have my own beliefs and my own thoughts. And, you know, I always tell people that I will continue to stand on my own hills and my little soapboxes. And sometimes people don't like me, and that's okay. And sometimes I don't like people, and that's okay too. I don't have to like everybody, and everybody doesn't have to like me. But I draw the line at a couple of things. I draw the line at disrespect, not of me, the person, okay? Because I can handle myself. I got a little bit of a thick skin. I mean, yeah, some people, like, I do react. But when you are so self-entitled and you are so self-indulgent that you think you know better and you are a grown-ass adult and you think what you're doing is right and you are well within your right, but when you make threats, when you make proclamations that you're going to hurt other people and you're hiding behind in a cowardice way, a cowardly way, behind people with guns and weapons, and you want to mouth off like the little dude at the club behind the big dudes, like the Napoleonic complex, that's when I have a problem. When you put other people's lives in jeopardy, that is when I have an issue, okay? To be that fucking selfish. That's where I have an issue. Where we have these political agendas, where we have these, I'm right, you're wrong, you need to give me what I want or else. Because I haven't worked for it, I haven't earned it, just because I showed up, I deserve it, yada, yada, yada. What do you really deserve? There are some people who are choosing to be a fucking loser. I'm going to be blunt here. The word loser is a very broad term. And in my view, and it's subjective, what a loser is. I'll never forget, I got told this week, another little quote I got told this week was, I would rather live on the street, nobody's bothering me. Nobody's bothering me, they said, because I don't want to have to pay bills. I was flummoxed. Because this is a person that is thinking only of themselves. And I know sometimes being selfish is necessary to focus on the self for growth, development, and being a better human. And I know my voice is inflecting a little differently, but because, let me tell you why. Because this person, I wanted to slap the shit out of. I wanted to literally slap some common sense. And maybe common sense is too strong of a word. I just wanted to slap them just to wake them up. You know, people have told me for a million and one times, and of course I'm being hyperbolic, that's fine. I'm speaking in hyperbole. But I've been told many a time that you have to evolve or die. And some people are so willing to hold on to what used to be or what is not in their own perception, that they're willing to die for it. And you know what? I on one hand, I commend you. On the other hand, I laugh at you. Because you know why? You're going to die a loser. And the lowest of... And it's funny because my late mom used to tell me, she used to say, Damian, if you're going to be a bum, I want you to be the best bum. And she meant the term bum not as a homeless person, not as a derelict of the street. She meant bum as in, I have no goals, I have no aspirations to be the best at it. I'm thinking that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard, Mom. Thank you for that. Because I could never be a bum because I used to be homeless. And back when in the 80s and 90s when we were homeless, the term bum meant homeless, derelict. Now, I know everybody has their demons. Everybody has their vices that may impede them from growth. And I understand that. And it's something that beats in my heart every single day. Here on Damian G, by the way, this is the Damian G Show. For those who don't know, my name is Damian G. I am a broadcaster. I am a humanist. I am a counselor. I am a therapist. I am a coach. I am a broadcaster. I am a content creator. I identify as a lot of things in these realms of being a human. But it's very rare where I call people out on their entitled bullshit. And the people I've dealt with this week, I'm going to call you out. And anyone who resonates with this, if you identify as this, I'm going to call you out too. The world doesn't know your shit. I realized that really late in my early 20s. The world doesn't owe you shit. You work with what you are given. You work with what you have, the cards you play, right? You go to a casino, you play the cards you're dealt. You win, you lose, or you keep playing. So for somebody to tell me they would rather be on the street than even try to be self-sufficient than even try to live warm or comfortable. First world problems. You know, we complain about heat and air conditioning when it's hot and heat when it's cold and putting a roof over you. Man, when I was fucking 11, 10, I begged God. I cried. I said, I want a roof over my head. I don't want to be homeless anymore. Please, God, save my family. And here I am dealing with people who choose this willingly. Not because they had some down their luck stuff. Not because they're crippled. And a lot of them are. They're crippled by their own demons. And I'll give you that. But the ones that are choosing mediocrity or even less than mediocrity, you are the ones I'm talking to right now. You're the fucking morons I'm talking to right now. I need you to listen. You are going to die a forgotten, non-existent soul. I'm being really nice right now. I'm being really nice right now in my descriptions. Is that what you want? Is that what you truly, truly, truly want? Because, yeah, you could keep it. You can keep it. What I want is to be the best version of Damien every single day. Someone told me the other day to live like I died and reborn again. I was reborn again every single day. Live life like it is new. And I took that to heart. Obviously, I don't execute it every day because I'm a work in progress. And sometimes the world, I feel heavy. I feel burdened by the responsibility of being a decent person. There are days when I want to just go out and just cuss everybody out because that is what, because you know I struggle with mental health too, y'all. That is what my brain receptors are telling me to do. But I don't do that because it doesn't help build anybody up, let alone myself. But I crack up at all of you people, and I'm going to say you people, who choose mediocrity and not even just mediocrity. You choose to be the bottom of the barrel because you're lazy. You're entitled. You want people to give you shit just by showing up, and I fucking can't stand that. Put in the work, your life gets better. Complain and bitch and moan that the world owes you something, and you don't get squat. And that is what I have to deal with recently. And you know the response I get, like I said before, about maybe 5-6 minutes ago, I'm met with anger and violence and weaponry, bullets and shanks, like it's Oz. Is that where society's going? We're just all gonna be militia cliques at this point. Left, right, up, down. We're all going to be back in the high school fucking cafeteria. Just a little bit more serious. It's not about clicks. It's about putting your viewpoint over everybody else's through violence and fear and just standing on the cloud or on the hill of, well, I'm choosing this, so too bad, so sad for you. Great. Cool. Here's my little MO for life. Don't start none. Won't be none. Right? But I've often been the person that has wanted to push people to excellence. And I don't push them in a way where I'm shoving them in the pool and saying, learn how to swim, bitch. No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I push you to be the best that you could possibly be. I'm not saying I want you to be a fucking multi-trillionaire. I don't want you to be a multi-billionaire. I just want whatever it is that you want to succeed in life with, I want to make sure I support you as long as it's not hurting anyone. And when people say, oh, my life isn't hurting anybody, when in reality it is, you are choosing ignorance because you're fucking selfish. Something I learned through my own mistakes is that my choices affect other people. And I really wish people who say, I'm going to do what I want and you can't tell me otherwise, be it at my work or my personal life, my parents, my mom, my late mother, people that have been in my life. You got to start realizing, humans, you got to start realizing that how your actions affect other people. Right now, like this podcast, this little stream I'm doing, this 20 minutes so far that I've covered, is probably going to rub some people the wrong way. People I love are probably going to message me, call me, email me at DamonGShow@gmail.com or on social media, that I'm an asshole, that I'm a dick, that I'm taking shots at them. Well, well, well. If you think I'm taking shots at you, I might be right. I might have hit the nail on the head. Or I might have challenged your thought process to the point where now you feel attacked. No, I'm not trying to attack you. I'm trying to get you to see that some of y'all are fucking selfish. And like I said, in terms of manifestation and the law of attraction and the bigger picture and energetic inferences, sometimes being for self is not just selfish in a bad way. It's focusing on yourself, and that's okay. But when you are vehemently opposing something and you're doing it in a way where your message is being lost because you're choosing, like the kids say, I woke up and chose violence today. That's where you lost me. When you act entitled just because you show up, that's where you lose me. Where you tell me you want to do what you want to do because this is America, or no one can tell me what to do. I've been around so many people in the last 10 years who have said, I'll do what I want. That's fine. You just got to be ready for the repercussions of what you do. And that's where we lose people. They are so fixated on their doing of their own shit. I'm doing me. Well, while y'all doing you, sometimes you're hurting them. And I know a lot of people, I know me asking to think of other people for a lot of people is a foreign concept. And that has been the crux this week. Do I even give a shit anymore? That is what I got to ask myself daily now, is do I give a shit? Questions I have to ponder. I wish I could say that I'm going to be in this profession forever. I wish I could say that I was going to try to heal everybody. Man, I watched the, real quick before I get out of here, I watched the Eternals again, and the character of Druig basically goes on this soliloquy and this monologue of he can end war. He can make men put their guns and weapons down and put a world of peace. But he's told he can't interfere because it's taking away their autonomy. If your autonomy includes hurting other people and being toxic, because that's the buzzword now, everybody's toxic. Just because you breathe, sometimes you're toxic and emblematic. Just that character, man. I resonated so much with him this week when I was watching this movie again today. I just want to end the wars. I just want to end the anger. I want to end the pain of people. I want to, if Jesus is a real person, I want to do that. I want to just put my arm out and heal everybody's fucking trauma. I wish I could do that. Not because I need to be the one to do it, but if I had the ability to, I would. I'm not that egotistical where it needs to be me, but if I could, I would. I think that's where I'm losing myself. Or, like I said on my social media, I said I'm going through a bit of an identity crisis. It's a paradigm shift. It's going to be interesting in the next couple of weeks, months, and years as I progress. Or maybe I just do this full time. Maybe I just go into a microphone and just give opinions and hot takes, and then people want to pay me six figures eventually to do this. You know, if y'all want to pay me about 70K net to start, that'd be great. but I digress. That's where I'm at right now. And that's where this week has really taken me. And here on Damon G, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me this time to flap my gums, blah, 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 and give you my little hot take. And again, I want to just reiterate, my opinions are strictly mine. This does not affect anyone I'm affiliated with, none of the organizations I work for. none of the broadcasting groups I'm a part of. This doesn't affect Big Gold Belt. This doesn't affect anyone else I've worked with. This is me. I weep for the world. Because I can't stand it sometimes. Because y'all motherfuckers don't want to listen. I now understand when I was a teenager where people said, when you get older, you're going to understand the pain of your grandparents and your parents. But see, they meant it only in childhood and just doing the regular 9-to-5 life. I know it's more about the world I'm in, not my narrow worldview. I'm talking about the big picture. We are so gonna get fucked. And no one cares because we're all trying to fulfill our own prophecies. Good luck. And see you on the battlefield.